You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What? It is Locked On Jazz for the 26th of September. Free agency, trades, extensions, draft, all the questions and things you have on your mind for a live edition of Locked On Jazz. Jump aboard. It is Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice for the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA Insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan each and every day. We're in October, somebody says in a live Instagram room. You're right. Somehow we're in October and we haven't talked free agency. We haven't talked draft. We haven't talked anything. How is that possible? We talk it every day, but it is crazy how wild everything is because we should be getting ready for ball games right now. There's no question. So thanks very much for coming in and joining the program today. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for all of you kind of stuck with us through all this wackiness and everything that else is going on. So I just really couldn't be more appreciative. Here's what I really want to do today. Yesterday we had an interesting show and we talked about the fan listener viewership and I got some great emails on that. I want to touch on that. And then I want to get straight into the questions today. Extension questions, free agency questions, draft questions. That's what makes this engine run. That's what everyone loves the most. So let's do that today. So throw those into the chat room, whether you're watching live on YouTube, on Lockdown Live, or Twitch on Lockdown Live, or Periscope at Lockdown Sports, or Instagram at DLock09, bad branding by me. You have all these different places. Or Facebook at Lockdown Sports and Lockdown Live. Thank you very much for jumping aboard. I wanted to share some of the thought we got yesterday. Yesterday we talked about why TV viewership is down. My general premise was anybody who is played out of their regular schedule, whether it's a horse or a human, they just got killed. Just the natural biorhythms of a sports fan. If you were on at a different time, you just didn't get it. The second thing is I think people changed their viewing habits during the pandemic so that they're streaming more, watching other things. And if you notice, nighttime shows are being hurt. New York Times pointed out that a lot of people played in irregular times. The other thing is that August is a much lower viewership than April. And so that hurt people. The New York Times pointed that out really well in an article. And I think then the other aspect of it is I think there's a new sports fan that's come into this world, which is one who's willing to follow their team, maybe watch Locked On Jazz, but might never sit for 2 hours to watch a game, or certainly isn't going to watch a World Series game like last night, unless they really care about the Dodgers or the Rays, particularly when that game just ground to a halt like that. So that's my thoughts. We had some great comments on that. We're getting some great questions on Instagram, but I wanted to share. And I'm going to use initials. I don't know if these people really want their names read. JM pointed out, he thinks that the lack of crowd has really taken away some of the connection that you're almost watching a video game in a different way. And so I think that's interesting in that the lack of crowd had an impact. HM says he's a 24-year-old college perspective he's bringing. And he says his friends usually are streaming illegal games and his 18-year-old older brother finds no entertainment in watching live sports, but he'll watch video streaming. So there's the generational question of whether the next generation is going to be sports fans. HR said that he thinks that in the most part, he thinks the politics of it is a bigger issue. There's some data that shows otherwise, actually. Whether, you know, in theory, you'd claim that the white crowd has dropped. You'd claim that the Republican crowd has dropped. None of those things have actually happened, particularly in the NBA. The WNBA, interestingly, by the way, who was the most politically active, had the largest increase. But HR says that, you know, he said, I, even though I watched every basketball game I could, I felt I wasn't just watching basketball anymore, but a basketball game with full one-sided politics. So interesting perspective there. JJ said, he doesn't like the commentators that aren't local, on national broadcasts, which was interesting. S.O. said, he thinks that sports politics has had a tremendous impact on sports viewership and that it has actually hurt his mental health because he uses sports as an escape of things. So some really interesting comments from you guys. I appreciate you. That's the great thing about our community is that interaction. And I appreciate y'all with that and making those comments. So thank you. That's what makes it fun for me to do this. I get a lot of people who thank me for my passion toward it. You guys are the ones that bring that. All right, let's go to the chat room. Hello from Greece. Hello from Sri Lanka. Let's go to Gustavo, we don't need to trade any of our five starters. We need a solid bench, which players available would pair well with Clarkson, assuming we can re-sign him. I don't know that that's that realistic. If you extend Rudy, you extend Donovan. Donovan would be kicking in a year later. You've already paying Joe. You're already paying Boyan. You're already paying Royce. You're already paying Jordan. You're already paying Mike Conley. You've now, like, let's walk through that for a second. Conley's at 30. Donovan gets his money. Joe's at 14. Royce is at, like, I think 10. Boyan's at, like, 18. Rudy's at 30. Jordan's at 10. Maybe, yeah, somewhere. You're already playing seven players. Like, you're not paying. I don't think there's many rosters out there that have more than seven players over that dollar figure. So I actually think, you know, eight becomes Mia Oney. Nine becomes Juwan Morgan. 10 becomes Tony Bradley, or Juwan Morgan is cheaper. Jarrell Brantley tries to, and that's it. Like, I don't know that you, under that circumstance, are able to add great depth on your bench if you're not moving any of those players. From Miles Newby, what kind of player see the Jazz taking with their pick, and what could they get for Ed Davis? So Ed Davis is interesting because Ed Davis is a, you could stretch that contract. You can move that contract, right? Like, if somebody has, now, are you willing to take, in the Ed Davis case, you probably have to take a two-year or a three-year contract back for Ed Davis's contract that expires. So can you find somebody that's on somebody's roster? Is somebody right up against the luxury tax? Is somebody need to drop a few million off their cap to get another deal done? So maybe even, you know, I think you can take within 25%. So can you take a $6.25 million player for Ed Davis's five or whatever Ed Davis is? I think Ed Davis might be a little bit more than five. That's the circumstance where you can trade for Ed Davis or trade Ed Davis and get something. Is if you're not getting anything for Ed Davis per se, you're getting something for Ed Davis's expiring contract, which means you're taking back more, and you're getting some and giving someone salary relief in the fact that they get out from under that faster than they would otherwise. By the way, I did Locked On NBA today with Ben Golliver. We got into a pretty interesting discussion about Russell Westbrook and James Harden. I'm going to throw those at you before we're done today. So, but I do want to continue to get to your questions. Let's go to the Instagram questions that came in. I know Kevin Love is brought up so frequently, but with him and Don, we're working out together, and our team seems to be leaning towards offense first. So would he be a viable option? So I don't think Kevin Love is a viable option. Let's talk about why Kevin Love is a viable option. Kevin Love would be a viable option because he stretches the floor at the four, and anytime we've had Rudy with a stretch four, it'd been great. Kevin Love would be a viable option because he can really shoot it, and he can actually play a little kind of post up one-on-one and score. And Kevin Love would be a viable option because he's an outstanding passer and could play within our system. The reason Kevin Love is not as viable an option is he really has a dreadful contract. And you'd have to decide that you believe Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and Kevin Love as your three best players is good enough to be able to win a title. Or at least, I always hate that. Be a Final Four team in the West. Like, I think that's the standard, and then you hope for a few things to happen. I've always said that. I know you guys disagree. You think the only standard is title, but I don't. You know, can you be a Final Four team in the West regularly and be able to compete and, you know, a turned ankle, an Anthony Davis three. You know, Anthony Davis rims a shot against for the game winner against Denver. Who knows, right? You know, Derek Fisher a few years ago. Who knows? Like, you know, to win a championship, so many balls have to bounce your way. But the problem with Kevin Love is Kevin Love's contract is 31 this year. So let's say you trade Mike Conley for Kevin Love. That the numbers match. You're not only trading for Kevin Love this year, but you're taking Kevin Love's 31 in 2021 and 29 in 2022. So you've decided that for the next 3 years moving forward, unless you think you can move it in the final year of the contract, that Kevin Love, Bojan Bogdanović, Rudy Gobert, and Donovan Mitchell as your four core pieces can get you into that Final Four in the West. Now, if you believe that, you might be. I don't know we defend anyone, even with Rudy, in that circumstance. But that would be the decision that you have to make in that thought. What are your thoughts about Derek Jones Jr. to the Jazz from the man Khalib? Now that, my friend, is a fan that is digging deep. We'll touch on that. Plus, I'll give you my James Harden and my Russell Westbrook questions, and I'm going to light up the chat room with that. I'll do that for the third segment because it will eliminate the chat room for the rest of the show the minute I do that. But we dug into it on Locked On NBA today. Today's show brought to you by Intercap Lending. I just smile when I think of Steve Carter and Intercap Lending, largely because of the incredible work that Steve did for me just recently. We just did a refinance. We went to a 15-year fixed at like 2.something%. And like, I'm done at 65 years old paying my mortgage. That sounds kind of awesome. Hopefully I still have a job between now and then. And even if I don't, then I'll just ski and bike every day. No, I'm just kidding. But the fact is that it just has given us great financial freedom, particularly with two kids heading to the next college for the next 8 years of spending. But more importantly than that, you don't care about my personal financial situation. What you do care about is that Steve Carter is simply the best. He just gives incredible customer service. The reviews that come in on him are unbelievable on a regular basis. And he knows Locked On Jazz people and takes care of you with our corporate discount. So call Steve Carter at 385-885-28. That's 385-885-28. This is as legit as it gets. Our COO of Locked On, Carl Weinstein, I just sent him to Steve Carter. Like, it's legit. I just sent our closest friend to Steve Carter. So I'm sending you, my closest friend, to Steve Carter. 385-885-28. Intercap Lending, NMLS number 190465. It's Intercap Lending. Find out for yourself and please report back to me of what you find out from Steve Carter. Today's show is also brought to you by Built Bar. I should never sing. Built Bar, but it just brings happiness to my mouth when I think of Built Bar and the incredible taste of Built Bar and what Built Bar brings. With the most deliciousest, it's not a word, but they say it is, Built Bar protein bar out there with macros that are unbeatable and with a promo code LOCKDOWN that gets you 20% off. That's right. Go to Built Bar. You won't believe your mouth. BuiltBar.com, a Utah company that's exploding because they make the best tasting, healthiest protein bar in the world. It's BuiltBar.com. Promo code LOCKDOWN gets you 20% off. All right. Let's go to the questions and continue. Jump back over into our live stream and our live questions coming from Facebook and Twitch and YouTube as we're live everywhere. Let's go to a wide-ranging question from from Michael Evans from Facebook. What do you think the Jazz need in terms of a player? Well, that gets to the next question of Derek Jones Jr. It's a really interesting question because Derek Jones Jr. is an elite athlete, slam dunk champion, jumps out of the gym, elite level athlete. And it feels like that's what we need, that we need some more elite athleticism on our roster and that we're lacking a little bit of that. To me, that's kind of where I would go. Now, what's so interesting on this conversation every time you have it is that an elite athlete who can shoot is an all-star. So it's hard when you try to put those two together. So what you really want is you want an elite athlete that's adequate shooting. The other thing you want is an elite athlete that maybe can pass and dribble a little bit so that you can move them around and keep them active. Movement will maintain gravity on an elite athlete. The big picture from what the Jazz did is 2 years ago, the Jazz were unbelievable defensively with a limited margin of error offensively. Now the Jazz this year were great offensively with a limited margin of error defensively. Is there any way we can maintain our offensive prowess while extending that defensive margin of error a little bit? That would be my answer on that. Interesting question on Instagram. Would you rather have Jay Crowder or Derek Favors back? I might rather have Jay Crowder back. All right, so if you have Derek Favors as your backup center, first of all, I think if you've already got $30 million into Rudy at center, I just have a hard time spending money on the center position. Okay, so that's my first one that we're talking about here that I think is relevant. The second thing that I would say in this conversation is Jay Crowder can play the four and Boyan slides to the three. Jay Crowder can play the three and Boyan slides. Jay Crowder can play a lot of different ways. I still am kind of that Derek's just a five at this point. Now, the great thing about Derek is that Derek would give you the luxury that if your center goes down, we're still okay. But I also am a little bit of the school of thought that if your $30 million player goes down, you're done. And that's just kind of the way you build rosters. You don't get a lot of chances where a $30 million player goes down and you're still good. Anthony Davis or LeBron James goes down, the Lakers probably don't win it. So I actually might go Jay Crowder because of more minutes played and more realm, even though I probably think Derek Favors is a better player. Back to the listening question. G Dot says, for me, you hit it nail on the head. I'm the biggest NBA fan, just couldn't get myself to watch. Now, he doesn't really say why. Probably because it's different time. Andy, one of our most loyal, says, is our best offseason plan to try to bring back most everyone back and make a run with Bogey? It feels like the West is more open with the Clippers and Houston sliding back. Well, I don't know if the Clippers have slid back. I mean, I think they're team turmoil right now, but I don't know they slid back. The Houston Rockets, Ben Golliver on Locked On NBA today says he doesn't think the Houston Rockets are a playoff team. He thinks they're the team that slip out of the playoffs. Who slips out of the playoffs? Because New Orleans under Van Gundy gets in, it would seem. They're good. They're loaded. And the Warriors get in. So two teams slip out. Who are they? Oklahoma City if they rebuild and trade Chris Paul. And who? Scary. Portland's going to be healthy and better. Is Houston that team? From Twitch. Houston NBA needs to fix league pass. Blackout makes it hard to watch games in your local market if you don't have cable or cable subscriptions are down. I think that's pretty fair. You know, they're also getting huge rights fees from the local the local companies. And so they're not interested in deciding to have you not have, you know, not be paying for your service. So you've got to find a way to do that. T. Corey Dunn, Cole Anthony or RJ Hampton at 23? I don't know. I haven't watched either of them yet. But I will put Cole Anthony probably as the next one I'll watch when he came back from injuries, Greg's son. I'll be curious to know what you think. If you're still listening, feel free to drop it in. Will Vivint Smart Home Arena have fans? Yes, that is the plan. The plan is to have fans in the arena, socially distanced, masked, safe, in a limited state the way we are, and that's when the NBA start. When does the NBA schedule come out? So the NBA said they give 8 weeks notice. Now, Christmas was the original date. Doesn't sound like you're hearing it anymore. In 3 days, when October 25th happens and we don't have a Christmas announcement, then we're not starting on Christmas. So then the next benchmark day to listen for would be November 18th, because Martin Luther King, I think, is January 18th. And that's being talked a lot about. So that would be 8 weeks out there. Now, that also happens to be draft day. So do we end up getting an announcement on draft day of when the season starts and when free agency starts? Be kind of cool. But that's been one of the things. You said yesterday ratings were down this postseason. Do you think this will change the idea of moving the season later in the year? I think there's a chance. It's a great question. That was a thank you for listening, because that means you've tuned into some of our conversations. That's a huge part of the idea of that you're going to move these things the season back, is that you would do that. And I think that there's a there is absolutely a real question that maybe there just is not or not enough fans watching television in August to push the season back and have the NBA Finals on. Will the Jazz simulcast games on TV and on radio? I hope not, or else I'm out of a job. So thank you for making me very nervous for the rest of this podcast as I start to consider that possibility, which the Orlando Magic have said they're doing. First of all, simulcast broadcasts suck. They're an absolute disservice to the audience, and they're terrible. TV simulcasts on radio are dreadful. Radio simulcasts on TV, which is what Hot Rod did, is actually not very good TV. So they're awful. So I would hope that they don't do it out of respect for the business. And I also hope they would not do it because I'd like a job. Paulo in Philippines, hello. Zach says, Dennis Lindsay said we need more defenders. What do you think of Andre Roberson on the min? You know, I mean, he really can defend. I don't know what his health situation is. And so I don't know if he once could really defend would be the answer. But on the min, that's the game you're playing on the min, is you're getting someone who's flawed for some reason. Question of what we need to do in order to sign Marc Gasol. I guess trade Rudy Gobert. But why would we want to do that? Like, we have the idea we're trading Rudy for the first pick. Bill and Zach, it's a great podcast, and stop it. I mean, hey, I'm about to ask you whether you want to have Russell Westbrook or James Harden. So I'm gonna do the same thing. This is a great question. If teams are making 0.8 points per mid-range across the league, what are they making against the Jazz? And you know what the answer is going to be? I'm almost certain 0.8. You are impacted by the small sample size that you see on a given night where somebody goes off. Teams early in the year did hit an inordinately high amount of mid-range shots against us, but over the course of a season, that almost always equals out. So let me check it for you. I'm going to cleaning the glass, Ben Falk's site, which I strongly suggest as the answer on that. But I would guess, out of kind of the interest here, that even if we're like the worst in the league, so mid-range jumpers overall, the teams hit against Washington at the highest at 0.87 points per shot. Still not very good. The Utah Jazz were 20th in the league at 40.9% or 0.82. So, you know what? It equals out. It's the same thing with three-point shooting. Like, three-point shooting, the league average is 36%. And, frankly, Boston seems to always be good at defending the three. And Toronto's got the athletes. But it also just equals out. The margin from the best to the worst is only 4 percentage points usually. So if the league is 36, the range is 34 to 38. And not any more than that. Today's show is brought to you in part by Homie. Homie's revolutionizing the real estate market and giving you an opportunity to save money, get more equity in your house, rather than paying out 6% of the whole deal. Homie is doing set fees and trying to get you money back instead. It's kind of awesome opportunity. Homes sold with Homie list for 1.2% higher prices than comparable listings and have sold for 8 days faster. Really, what else do you need to know than that? Find out more from Homie by texting 88588. That's 88588. And text LOCK to 88588 to find out more. Have a Homie agent help you out. Find out they can get you $5,000 back or the set fee when you're selling your house. That's Homie. Text LOCK to 88588. Today's show is also brought to you by RockAuto.com. Go to RockAuto.com to get the best prices, reliably low prices, and the best selection on their old school, easy to navigate website, rather than going to the store and finding out that you're going to pay more as a do-it-yourselfer than a professional, finding out that they only have certain things for you. Go look it up. You got the Honda Odyssey 2005 to 2010. You're looking for a fuel pump, they've got it for you. And the big chain stores can be selling it for like $130 more. Reliably low prices. Same as professionals and do-it-yourselfers get the same prices. Go to rockauto.com, see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Rock Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com. The NBA draft is about 30 days away, and the Chad Ford Big Board is back. Chad Ford Big Board 2.0 is back. And with you here on the Locked On Podcast Network, so make sure you add that back to your subscription list and jump aboard. All right. Would you, chat room, light it up. I'm ready. Would you trade Mike Conley for Russell Westbrook? Would you trade Mike Conley and his $30 million for Russell and 1 year of his $30 million contract for Russell Westbrook's contract, which is, it actually would have to be Mike Conley and Royce O'Neal, or Mike Conley and probably Joe Ingles. Somebody. So Mike Conley and Royce O'Neal for Russell Westbrook at $41 million this year, 44 in 2021, and 47 in 2022. What, your team is now Russell Westbrook, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert. Does that get you somewhere? Okay, chat rooms, let me know. Would you trade Mike Conley, probably, and Royce O'Neal for James Harden? 41, 44, 47 the next 3 years. Your team's now James Harden, Donovan Mitchell, and Rudy Gobert. Do you do either of those deals? Might have to put Ingles in those deals because his contract expires and they're restarting. Would you do it? It's kind of what we got into. Let's see what the chat room's immediate reaction is. By the way, if you give me a yes or no, tell me Harden or Westbrook. Give me the answer on both those. Harden or Westbrook. Would you do it? Let me see what everyone has to say. Burke says, I would do it. Zach, which one though? I want to know. Would you do both? Would you do one? Make sure you clarify which. I'm getting yes. Harden, easy, says Zach Brady. Russell Westbrook, absolutely not. Harden all day I do it. Harden, yes, I do it. Big yes on Harden. Yes, that's three all-stars. 100% on Harden. It gets you the seventh seed, says Zach Brady. These are all on Instagram. Absolutely not. The guy doesn't win. No, 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 no. Yes, Westbrook or Harden. I would rather watch five-year-olds play T-ball. All right, I want to hear what you have to say. Let's go back to it. Let's see what the answers are. Spencer, I'm pretty sure the answer should be yes. Going in all in scares me. Westbrook, no chance, though. Let's see from Periscope. Miles Alden, no to either. I really like to watch Donovan develop as a point guard with strong wings. Gustavo says, Russell Westbrook makes everyone better. Michael Evans says, if we move Donovan to the point, I wouldn't mind James Harden as the shooting guard. You gonna get James Harden to give up the ball? Craig Payne. Yes, but would Houston do the Harden deal? No to Westbrook. If they're rebuilding, they would like to get more for Harden, I'm sure. Zach says, no to Westbrook, yes to Harden. I think this comment is unfair here. Alex, Russell Westbrook seems like a locker room liability. What would that be? Would that be worth it? Why does Russell Westbrook seem like a locker room liability? He plays hard every night. He's a total family guy. He's never out, supposedly. He's a little bit of a recluse. Harden's the one that got Chris Paul traded. I think Russell Westbrook as, I don't know if I would want Russell Westbrook. I think analytically he really hurts you. But I do think that Russell Westbrook's really misunderstood. Paul says, no way, Jose, on both. John says, Westbrook's a fast-baked player, so no. Harden, sure. Paul says, no way. T. Corey Dunn changes it. Any chance we can get Jaylen Brown? I don't think so unless we traded Rudy. I think Rudy would be the only way we get Jaylen Brown. That suddenly the Boston gets that bona fide closer to their roster. All right, I got a few minutes. I only got a minute. I'm actually late from a Jazz meeting. Let's see what other people said. Do it. Go for it. Not big on Harden. How does he take a back seat after being top dog? Why is he taking a back seat? Why is James Harden taking a back seat to Donovan Mitchell? That's the question. Somebody asked me, are you okay if your daughter marries Ted Bundy or Skeletor? Westbrook hard pass. Bringing Westbrook to Utah would be, you know, unique. Jazz Nation says 100% on Harden, 98% yes on Westbrook. All right, thought we'd have a little fun with a game right there. I never do stuff like that, but I thought it'd be fun. Thanks very much for tuning into a live show. We'll get back to the draft breakdowns, free agent breakdowns, team breakdowns on Friday. Love the live shows. Thanks for so much for tuning in. Our audiences were huge today, so thanks so much. Have a great day. Appreciate you very much. This is Locked On Jazz. Right now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast Locked On NBA, and make sure you follow on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes to the Chad Ford Big Board, which is back. Have a good one. See ya.